Hello, this is Julian Gerdam from the English Department of St. Columba's College in Dublin in Ireland, talking on our first ever audio boo. What is it about the internet that produces boos and tweets and wikis and blogs? Anyhow, this is an experiment. Plan to be using audio boo for a few short posts, a few podcasts on books mostly. You can read more about us on our blog www.sccenglish.ie. And for this first one, I'm making a few comments on our reading recommendations for summer 2010. The summer is just the time to get stuck into a great big beach bag of books, and we've just published a list for our parents, which is open to all, and you can download that and read it on our blog sccenglish.ie. But I'm just going to pick out a handful of books from it. On the first page of it, we're recommending The Twin by Gerbrand Bakker, which very recently won the 2010 Impact Award, quite rightly. What do we call an extraordinary and haunting book set on a farm near Amsterdam. And this one will really stick in your mind as you're reading it and for many, many weeks afterwards. On page two, a huge success recently was Hans Falada's Alone in Berlin. This was actually published first of all in 1947, and slightly puzzlingly has become, as I say, an enormous success in the English-speaking world following its recent retranslation by Michael Hoffman, set in the war in Berlin, and describes the story of anti-Nazi protesters. It's a tremendous read, not always perfect read, it's a little bit rough at the edges, but very powerful evocation of the war. On our third page, I'll go down to the bottom, there's a memoir, Somewhere Towards the End, by Diana Athill, a rare voice, a 90-plus-year-old woman writing very, very clearly, very powerfully about what it's like to be old and come somewhere towards the end. She's written a whole series of books, mostly memoirs, in the last 10 years or so. In other words, her career has got going after she was 80, and The Spectator said that her eye is unflinching, her prose as clear and graceful as ever, her honesty is inspiring. Over another page, we see Tim Winton's Dirt Music, been around for a few years. Tim Winton's a tremendous writer, an Australian based in Western Australia, and we've recommended before books like Breath, which is a short novel on surfing, brilliant short story collection called The Turning. This is a meaty novel, in which we comment the search for companionship and love by some fairly damaged individuals is beautifully achieved. Page five of our list, let me pick out Troubles by J.G. Farrell, a very funny, brilliant book, first published in 1970, recently won the Lost Booker Award, set in this appalling building, the Majestic Hotel in County Wexford in 1919. Very vividly evoked, very funny, in the end, quite dark. On the same page there, I've seen another book which we teach to our fifth and sixth formers, but which you may enjoy too. How Many Miles to Babylon by Jennifer Johnson, a relatively short book set at the beginning of the First World War, telling the story of a friendship between a landed, privileged boy, Alec, and a local, what he calls, what they both call, peasant, Jerry, ends in tragedy. As always with Jennifer Johnson, very, very skillfully evoked in very few words. And on the final page, let me recommend our own book, Outside the Frame, 165 pages we published recently of the best writing on sccenglish.ie over the last 2 years. And you can order that from us by emailing us. All the details are on our blog. So there's our first audio boo, our first boo, I suppose. And as I say, you can go to the blog and have a look at that list. There are 27 books on it, and perhaps over the summer we'll do one or two more boos recommending books we've read. So that's it. Thank you very much. Goodbye.